Monday the 27th of August, Rabbi J. Emanuel Shofet, Hilchos Teshuva.
Good morning. This is the very last moment notice. Let's see, learn the Yaseh Sedivas, Vedaba Lakimus Kolat Vorim Ha'ele Lemoya. So the Mechilta asks the question, why the Lemoya? The Lemoya normally is for Dabar Hashem and Moshe Lemoya to pass it on, to speak to the Yidden. He heals directly from the Eivishter. Matan Torah, everybody stood to Har Sinai. So everybody heard the Eivishter directly. So what is the Lemoya there? And Chazal give a number of answers. One of the answers given in Mechilta is the Lemoya is to the Eivishter talking to himself. But the Eivishter says, I now have to go and speak in public. Give the Yaseh Sedibas. Darf man sich reingucken, darf man sich reinchasen ein bisschen. So 3-4 times he chasert in before he's going to speak before the public. So you have to give advance notice. But the eyes from there as a halacha. But we'll try your best. We're now in Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is, as we know, the month of Tshuva. As alluded in the various Rosh HaTevet. On the Yerodoydi Li. Slavofo, Slavav Sarecho, etc. So discussion Indian here in Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam says in the first halacha of Hilchos Teshuva, "Kol haMitzvos shebaTorah, all the mitzvos in the Torah, bein asei bein lo yisaseh, where there's a mitzvah to say and a mitzvah to lo yisaseh, im over odo malachas mehen, if a person has violated any one of them, bein bezodin ben bishgogo, whether intentionally or unintentionally." Keshiyase tshuva, when he will be doing tshuva, when Yoshuv mecheto, when he will return from his sin, chayef lisvades lisnei okay the Baruch Hu, then he is obligated to confess his sin, to articulate the confession of sin before the Eibishter. Shneim as it says, isha isha ki yasu mekol chatos ha'odom, limol mal b'ashem, vosh ma'anef ha'shehi, visvades chatos ha'masher osu. And this is Rei Vidui Dvorim, this is called Vidui Dvorim, the verbalizing of the vidui. It's not enough to simply do tshuva, but one has to verbalize. We call a marbi in that, the Rambam is marach later on, hari is a meshubah, to go the more potius you can go into that, besides the general nusach that we have, and that's why we have the nusach which tries to cover every base in the Oshamnu, every letter of the Aleph base, in the Alchet, two chatoim for every letter in the Aleph base, etc. But where somebody knows how to add things which are not included there, it's even better. English will be the void. The interesting thing is the way the Rambam is phrased here is rather strange and ambiguous. The Rambam is saying here, Keshiyase tshuva veYoshuv mechetoi chayef lisvades. When the person does tshuva and he returns from his sin, then he is a chayef lisvades, he is a chiyuv to say the void. The poste mashmoes of the Loshen of the Rambam here is that what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is vidui dvorim, to articulate, to confess your sin. Tshuva itself is not a mitzvah. Doesn't mention it's a mitzvah to do tshuva. But when a person decides to do tshuva and he's doing tshuva, now you have a chiyuv of doing of saying vidui dvorim. And with the vidui dvorim, that is the mitzvah. That is mashma here. In the Koteret, in the heading that he has before every halacha, there it is a bit more ambiguous. There he says, simply mitzvah sasei achas, there is one mitzvah sasei, vehi she yoshuv achoyte mechetoi lifnei Hashem v'yisvade, that the sinner should return from his sin before the Eibishter v'yisvade and he should say vidui. Ubir mitzvah zu, v'yikorim and igrorim nima, v'yiklolo v'yipokim elo. So from the Loshen there, and likewise the minyan mitzvah that he has at the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, which is the same as he says here at the beginning, there one can touch on that there is a mitzvah of tshuva, and the mitzvah of tshuva also involves the in of vidui dvorim. But the way he phrased it in explicating exactly what he's talking about, the bira mitzvah, is the feirush mashma that tshuva itself is not a mitzvah. Want to do tshuva? Do tshuva. Don't do tshuva? You're not missing out. You're not missing out on mitzvah. But if you do tshuva, now you have a chiyuv of vidui dvorim. Vidui dvorim, that becomes the ikar of what has to be done. And this sounds rather strange. The Mechatzinuch has all arichos and various others forum discuss that. If there a mitzvah of doing tshuva, is another mitzvah of doing tshuva. Because there are two ways of most minor mitzvahs, and most poskim obviously do talk that there is such a thing as a mitzvah of tshuva. But here from the Rambam is mashmi that not, which would seem rather strange. Here we're talking about such a ikar yisoidistik inyan in favor in of tshuva, and this should not be counted as a mitzvah per se. Never mind the various psukim, shabta tavaya lekecho, etc., etc. That it's simply make a taser, you do tshuva, fine, do tshuva, but don't forget, when you do tshuva, make sure you say you do for it. The Vida Dvorim, one can say, is what is the significance of Vida Dvorim? Because offhand, one can argue that from the Gemara's Mashmah, that tshuva and Vida Dvorim are two completely different things. That the mitzvah of tshuva you can fulfill and have completely observed, even if there's no Vida Dvorim, no articulation of these things. The Rai have the famous aloche of Yad Mekudeshes Liyaminat Shani Tzadi Gomor. The man is betrothed as a woman, Aminat, that he is a Tzadi Gomor. Then even if I know a split second before he gave her the Kiddushin that he was a Rosh Gomor, he has committed every sin under the sun, she is Mekudeshes Misofe. The Kiddushin is hard. Even though that the Kiddushin, we have a rule, like in so many other things, that is spoken out as a condition, that's made conditional. If the condition has not been fulfilled, then obviously the consequence is not there either. So why is she then sofek mekudeshes, that she would need a get? Says the Gemara, Shema here, true believer. Maybe at the time that he said, Ariat mekudeshes, he was mahar true believer, and that would render him, transform him immediately from a Rosh Gomor into a Tzadik Gomor. So if he was Mahara that way, then it's a Tzadi Gomor. And that's the condition he's Bogat, so the condition is fulfilled. There was certainly no Vidui Dvorim there. There is talking strictly about Hiru Belev, simply meditating in his mind. And thus it's brought in Halacha, and mentioned again, the Rambam himself emphasizes later on, Hiru Tshuva, that Iker Tshuva is Belev. That the essence, the main aspect of Tshuva, is what is in the heart. Not what a person does, not the fasting, not the Shina Maisa, not the Shia this or that, etc. These are merely symptoms which manifest themselves thereafter. But Ika Tshuva is Balei, because Tshuva simply means that the person is mischarit. He regrets Sicharot al-Ova, the Kabbalah Toiv al-Habo, he regrets what he has done, and he sincerely, and he undertakes firmly not to do so again. That is Tshuva. Then the rest is incidental. So then the rest can come in for the Shleimus HaMitzvah and so forth. The drum distinguishes Hiros Tshuva also, but it's in the concept of Tshuva Mulo, Tshuva not Mulo. Even though on a practical level you can say it makes no difference whatsoever. So if somebody does Tshuva in his last moment, it may, and if somebody does Tshuva in his old age, that's why it's Mipnei Seva Tokum. Tokum get up and do Tshuva before you turn into Seva, into white hair, and you're already beyond, over the hill, and it's not Shaykh either yet, or a branch in the Zishnag. It's tshuva, the Rambam makes explicit, it's still a tshuva, proper tshuva, with all regards, and lo maskirin lo yomadin, abdova, anything, but it's not tshuva mula. What's enough to mean a tshuva mula, not tshuva mula? Tshuva is tshuva, either it is or it isn't. Either you're exempted now from the law, you're not exempted from the law. It's okay, it's not the ideal, but the tshuva is there. So likewise also without vidui dvorim, without articulating, it is also tshuva. What could be the significance of Vidui Dvorim? Because Tshuva Belev is basically just an Inyan of Hiro. And in the Yonim of Torah Mitzvah, the Inyan of Maisa becomes very important. In Aloha we have a concept that Hiro Loi Ovid Mide. That just meditate and to think about things. For example, in davening, in learning, and so forth. That is Gornishnit. Loi Mide. And Akimas Tzvosov have a Maisa. So the Kaimelon, we have Aloha that moving your lips, that is regarded as an action. It's pushing the Maisa before the Mamish. So therefore, the Vidui Dvorim would bring in the pushing the Maisa before the Mamish in the meaning of Tshuva, that is not left simply on some kind of a metaphysical sphere, but that the person with the Gashin is with Poshet involved in doing this Tshuva. But still, we're coming down to the Havamina here, the Kosalke Daitoch, that Tshuva itself is not a mitzvah. Are you talking? How can that be? I would like to suggest that it's not at all so strange. We find a similar concept elsewhere. With regard to the Aseret HaDibros, which begin with the Posuk Anochi Hashem Lekecha Shesicha Me'etz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim, there is a whole machlokes between Pshayim. What are the Aseret HaDibros? For that matter, you can go back already to Chazal, to Midrashim. what is the meaning of Aseret Dibros? What constitutes Aseret Dibros? Where do they begin? Out of Dishonis, of course, it begins with Enochi Hashem and Kevod. That's the first of the Aseret Dibros. Then it shows Enochi Hashem. That's number one. But if you look at this pasuk, Enochi Hashem and Kevod, you see, where do you find basically what it doesn't say anything. It's basically just the Eibishter introducing himself. Hello, everybody. How are you? Remember, we just met in Mitzrayim, and I just took you out from there. As you see, from here, Mitzrayim, Beis Avodim. So now that we meet here again, lo yelecho elohim achem. That's basically what the pasuk suggests. And therefore, Chazal indeed asked, what is the meaning of this pasuk? And the other question they asked, why does it need to try to Eibishter introduce himself, Hashem, as you see, from Mitzrayim, as opposed to Eitz Shemayim Boretz, etc., etc. One answer given in the Medrash is that Rebish is saying, look here, this pasuk becomes an extremely important pasuk to avoid a harmful implication from an experience that didn't happen at the Torah. Rebish says, now that when you saw me in Mitzrayim and you saw me because Yamsuf, I appeared there, kebocho, Hashem ish mechomo, here by Sinai, you experience me kezokim moder achamim. So chas v'sholem, a person may think v'shtei v'shuyas chas v'sholem. There are two things working in this world, like ancient nations thought: is the powers of evil, the powers of good, the powers of light, the powers of darkness, etc., etc. So therefore, the Rebbe says, "Demonoichi Hashem alakecho, I am Hashem your God. This zokin moder achamim that you meet here now, I am exactly the same man asher atzicha me'at Mitzrayim that you experienced before as Hashem ish mechomo." It's not in Shmiyos. It's Hashem Echot. Achdus Hashem. That's one interpretation of Shmiyos. But then again, this is not really a mitzvah. This is a merely for warning them to not make a mistake, to not think that Rashtei Roshuyos, that there is a dualism, but it's Hashem Echot. Hashem Echot. Achdus Hashem. The Mechilta gives another interpretation, and Mechilta says, what is the Nechi Hashem Lakecho? That the Rebbe is speaking to the Yidden and saying, now that you're here at Harsinai, now that it comes to the Yidden's Matan Torah, you're expecting now to receive the Torah, to receive the mitzvahs, etc., etc. What's the point of giving the mitzvahs? What's the point of giving the mitzvahs? What are you going to do with them? Before I give you mitzvahs, before I give you the Torah, let's first establish, let's get to first base and establish what's what. And what's what is that Onoichi Hashem Lakecho. That you have to realize, if I'm a Ribbono Shel Olam, there is a Yesh Mamanik Lebirozu, that Kablu Malchusi, Reb Mechilta says, accept my sovereignty, accept my authority, accept that there is the notion of the command of the Metzave. Once you have accepted the notion that there is the Metzave, we can now talk about the Mitzvah. There's no point talking about the Mitzvah unless you have a concept of the Metzave. So therefore, Noich Hashem Lakecho Asher Tzlicha Meir Tzmissayim Beis Avodim, this is Kablu Malchusi, V'achachach Kablu Gzeretzai, and now you're ready to accept my commandments, and the commandments will begin, Lo Yilcho Elohim Achetim. And the Yilcho, then, to make it a Aseret Dibros, would be divided in two, L'Saf Lecho Kol Pesach, etc. And this is how it is accepted by some early authorities, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, reads Taked Aseret Dibros that way, that the first of the Aseret Dibros is Lo Yilcho. And Onoichi is merely a kind of a general introduction. For that matter, you can say that this is already suggested in the Mishnah in a different context. That the Mishnah says in Brochet, Omar Rishua ben Kocho, Lom Lechodem Priyo, Ipasha Shmali, Kilo, Kilo, Bohoyim Shemaya, Kidei Shei Kablo Lof Oil Machu Shemayim Tchilo, Vahe Kach Ye Kablo Lof Oil Mitzvah. You say Shmai Yisoyer first, then you say Bohoyo. Why? That first has to be the Inn of Kabbalah Zer Machu Shemayim. There's no point talking about Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Lo Yim Shemayim, it speaks about all the mitzvahs, if there's no inyan of Kabbalah's Eimach Shemayim. This is step number one. Once we have that, now we can talk about Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Moreover, with regards to Anochi Hashem Lakecho, there is a Hakira which is brought in the Rishonim, because most mitzvahs do count Anochi as the first of the Aseret Dibros. And what does it constitute? What does it stand for? They say it stands for the mitzvah in Hamonat Elikus, to believe in the Eibishter. It would, in a sense, fit in. So there's no contradiction, even with the Maimon Chazal, especially the Rambam Mechilta. Hamonat Elikus is also the meaning of Kabbalah Zer Machu Shemayim. But to say that this is the mitzvah of Hamonat Elikus, to believe in the Eibishter, some Rishonim point out it's an absurdity. It's logically absurd. It's a implicit contradiction. Why? To say that you have to, it is a mitzvah in the Torah to believe in the Eibishter. That's absurd. Because how can the Eibishter come and command me that I must believe in its existence? If I accept that there is such a mitzvah to believe in the Eibishter, then obviously I know already the Eibishter exists. If there is a mitzvah, there must be the mitzvah. If there is the mitzvah, if I don't accept the concept of the mitzvah, then there are no mitzvahs. So it's again, kaplu malchusi, kaplu zirasai. So therefore, obviously, if I do believe there is such a thing as a mitzvah, I already believe, I already know there is the mitzvah. So therefore, to say, I command you to believe in my existence is absurd. The Rambam gets around that by simplest, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he uses the word, the way it's written in the Sefer Mitzvahs, is also to believe Lahami, to believe in the Eibishter. The Sefer Mitzvahs, however, is like all, practically all these forum except the Mishnah Torah, which the Rambam all wrote in Arabic. The only Sefer the Rambam wrote in Hebrew is the Mishnah Torah. The Mishnah Torah, the Rambam begins in the very first halacha, the foundation of all foundations, the pillar of all wisdom. Leidash Yesho Motze Rishon is to know that it is his first being. Mamzikon Nimtzo brings into being every being, or the Cholam Mitzoyim, and all the beings that exist in this world, they come from Amitas Imotze, they come from the reality, the truth of the Eibishter's existence. So the word that the Rambam is using there is not Lahamin, and that's the word in Lashon HaKodesh. And it's the only Sefer wrote in Lashon HaKodesh. So there he says specifically, what is he talking about the first mitzvah? That is to know to the extent that the human intelligence is capable of knowing, to delve into that as much as we can to understand. And as he elaborates, and as he says, and he says, and this is what is written in Torah, this is the mitzvah of the first of Yisrael. And he uses the same expression in the Keseres, again in the headings of the halacha. He uses the same expression in the Minyan HaMitzvahs that precedes the Mishnah Torah. What is it, Sefer HaMitzvahs? Sefer HaMitzvahs, I'm not familiar with Arabic, but those who are familiar with Arabic have pointed out with Chaim Hiller and nowadays with Yitzhak Kapach and so forth, that the Arabic word that is used there, which has been translated by Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Tabern as to stand for Lahamin, is really in Arabic an ambiguous word. And he says, this show point out, it's exactly the same word as is used by Rav Sadia Gaon in the title of his sefer, Emunas V'Deyos, for the word Deyos is exactly the same word, which means it's a word which could be translated either Lahamin or Lodas. And even in Emunah, the word Emunah is also an ambiguous word. So Emunah can be Emunah Pshutah, a simple faith, or Emunah can be Vahi Oymenes Odasa. To train, to really get involved in that. So it's not simply accepting what somebody says to you. So that word then is defined, translated by the authorities both ways. But you even Tabern, you probably took it at a simplistic level and therefore translated Lahamin, but it's more likely that in Sefer HaMitzvahs then it should also say exactly the way the Rambam puts it in Yesod HaTorah, as an expression of knowledge. As an expression of knowledge, there's no problem. Here I can say, here there is a mitzvah in the Torah that one has to, that we have, the Eibishter has blessed us with intelligence. This is what sets man apart from every other creature. So that we have this obligation to utilize this component of our reality, of our being, to whatever extent possible, to get to know as much of the Eibishter as is humanly possible. Which is the ultimate purpose of man, as the Rambam concludes the Mishnah Torah also when he speaks about in Hilchos Melochim, about Yemos HaMashiach, and likewise in Hilchos Tshuva, which also concludes as Yemos HaMashiach, very identical lashonos in Hilchos Tshuva as in Hilchos Melochim, that what is going to be the ultimate reward of Yemos HaMashiach is that the Molo is Deyo is Hashem Kamayim Liyom Echasim, that the whole Indian of what we look forward is not, as he puts in Pirush HaMishnayis, not that you're going to ride on donkeys on the beachfront drinking wine all day, it's one big party time Mashiach, but on the contrary, if people would realize what Mashiach is all about, maybe some people are not anxious Mashiach will come. It means going back to school, it means going back to cheder, it means question the bank, you'll sit down, you'll be learning all day, that the kol yiskeyem, and as he says in the Chuvah, the nisavu kol yisroel, that he asks even in the Chuvah, something that doesn't even appear in the Chuvah Melochim, the Chuvah Melochim is being kol ha-negiyim and kol ha-chachomim. In Hilchos Tshuva it says, "Nisavu kol Yisrael."
all Yidden look forward to Mashiach, that then we'll be able to have the opportunity to be undisturbed by all the impediments that interfere with us, that do not allow us to sit and learn and to find out all the hidden things about the Eibishter, that we'll be able to do there. So that is then the ultimate purpose that we can look forward to, and that becomes the mitzvah even right now. So we have, if the concept I want to bring out here is that the notion of emunah, even though that is so fundamental in our faith, it's not a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of das, leida sheyesh lo motzi rishon, but emunah is kind of taken for granted. Another example would be in tefillah, the mitzvah of tefillah. According to the machlokes of rishonim, according to Rambam, the mitzvah of tefillah to daven every day is a mitzvah of seder reisa. The other term is Hashem Lekechem, it says, "Ul ofta b'chol rachim, eish l'avoy b'shit leif, hei b'oy mo tzu tfilo." This is a mitzvah min ha-teiro. Most other Rishonim say it's not a mitzvah. Everybody agrees that the order of the davening, shachis, mincha, mayat, ervoy, v'tzarayim, dinus, ratzilo, that's definitely a mitzvah. But according to Rambam, to daven every day, that this connection is a mitzvah deraisa. Most say that no. That the mitzvah deraisa is only to daven when it's an eisor, so to show the now dependence, then becomes mitzvah say to daven. But like this, otherwise it's just a mitzvah to daven. Who is also Mahmoud. Here you have such a fundamental principle as tefillah. Tefillah, especially the way it's interpreted in Sforim, tefillah is Meloshin Dveikus, Nachtula Elokim Niftalti, etc., etc. So fundamental, so basic. Don't say it's a mitzvah sasei. It is brought in the Torah of Remach mitzvah sasei. The Mishnah enumerates what Chazal said, what is Remach mitzvah sasei. There's also Remach Evorim in the person. And various other analogies is the number of Remach. And the Mishnah enumerates exactly what are the Remach Evorim which are in the body. The Mishnah enumerates. And interesting, when we go through that list of the Remach Evorim, we find there that the chulyos, the vertebrae, are counted amongst the Remach Evorim. The chulyos of the vertebrae, they are counted. The chut hashedra, the spinal cord, which upholds the whole body, which is kind of the whole, that keeps it all together, is not counted amongst the Remach Evorim. Not mentioned in Mishnah. And what is there? The Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch, he makes an analogy between tefillah and chut hashedra. That's just the chut hashedra is not counted amongst the Remach Evorim, even though that the chut hashedra is that which upholds the whole body. So like with tefillah, it becomes kind of a mitzvah klol. It's a drama has in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the beginning, has the 14 shroshim. The 14 shroshim, 14 principles which he enumerates and explains what exactly can become this mitzvah. Look at the Kolotele Kula, there are so many things written there. So what do I separate, what do I say? This is a mitzvah, this is not a mitzvah, this is not a possible in the world. And in the Sherish HaRaviv, he has an overall general principle that a mitzvah klol is a comprehensive principle in the Torah, is not a mitzvah. It's a comprehensive principle, very important, but you cannot, a mitzvah, you can't specific do's and don'ts. This you must do, this you're not allowed to do. That I can count as one of the types. But something which is a comprehensive mitzvah, and he gives an example, Kdoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy. What does it mean, you shall be holy? This is the overall comprehensive principle which takes in Kolotero Kulam. So you cannot say that Kdoshim Tiyu is a very specific mitzvah, so say that you must do that. Others, of course, argue the Ramban, for example, makes a whole tasfun from Kedoshim to you, the Kadoshat from Mutaloch, etc., etc. But the Ramban goes with the Shita that's why you have the machlokes in between the minor mitzvahs, what is counted as a mitzvah, what is not counted as a mitzvah. So there are certain comprehensive, all inclusive principles, which obviously are very central to our identity, but they are not counted as a specific one of the Tariq mitzvahs of the specific do's and don'ts. Tefillah says then the Baal HaTanya is one of those. Tefillah is talking comprehensive, that is which relates to the Eibishter. And the analogy would be like the Chut HaShidra. The Chut HaShidra is what holds up the whole body, so like the Tefillah is what's holding up everything, but it's not counted as a mitzvah. I would suggest the same as regards to Tshuva. Not only would I say the same as regards to Tshuva, but Tshuva would even compare more so to what I discussed before about the Munah. It would be absurd, in my view, in a way, if tshuva would be counted as a mitzvah. How does tshuva fit in as a mitzvah? What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means, I believe in the Eibishter. I believe the Eibishter exists. The Eibishter is in charge. There is Ashkocha Potis. There is a Manik of a Biro Zoo. There is East Din, the East Dayan. Everything is a Cheshman. There is such a thing as Torah mitzvahs. If I don't believe that, I have no mitzvahs. If I do believe that, do I need that the Eibishter should come and give me a mitzvah? If you stepped out of line, you did something wrong, you better do tshuva, you better fix that up. It's absurd. If I believe that, then automatically I must realize that this belief brings with it that if I've stepped out of line, I better do tshuva, I better return, and I better fix this up. So the whole notion of a munah in the Eibishter, of a religious system, of itself implies unavoidably the idea of tshuva, provided that system allows for the principle of tshuva. So Torah does allow for this principle of tshuva. So Hakira, whether the tshuva applies to Bnei Noach or not, that is also the concept of tshuva. But for us, certainly it is. It's a fundamental principle that we have. The Torah starts right off with that. Starting off with Kain, starting off with Odom Rishon, etc., etc. But we learn some of the basic ideas of where tshuva comes from. So therefore, I do not need a mitzvah. If I believe that I have to look up in a Rambam, what is it that I'm supposed to do? As a derech yechobov, as a meister sheyasen, what's to vastutn, what's to manishton, and so weiter. And I look now up in Hichus Tshuva, what's that ktona, if it's not Tshuva, obviously I must have a concept of Tshuva. Obviously I must seek to return, I must seek to correct that which is not there. And therefore the lotion of the Rambam, Keshe Yoshuv, when he wants to do tshuva, he wants to return. Now, what is the proper way, what is the proper approach that I go about it to fix up that which the second Mashiva, etc., etc.? So the Rambam, for that Rambam says, this is in your field of that it's not enough that you simply have the hero belief, equal to tshuva belief, but there also has to be an action, a key source of Havamaisa, there has to be vidui dvorim, you have to articulate very specifically that which you have done, because that impinges upon your consciousness, the awareness of what you have done, and that is what true is all about. True is not the formality that you go through, Hashem, the garden goes on, and you can get an electric clapper nowadays, like everything else. That's not what it's all about. The idea is that you should take a feel it, should take a sense it, that, especially the Ram gives the Moshe Bishop Gemara gives when you have to see him that he's stuck done tshuva, that he's exposed to the same conditions and he's able to control himself, etc., etc. That is how you would know that you have full tshuva. But the etzem ufte of tshuva, the ikar in of tshuva, you don't even need it void for that matter. That is something which has to come from within, and that is something that the person is mistaken that the person corrects on his own. So therefore there's no pele that I can read this Rambam in such a way that there is no mitzvah of tshuva, just as there's no mitzvah in Kiddushin Tiyu, there's no mitzvah in other such comprehensive principles. Tshuva means to simply return to the Eibishter. That is within the ability of everyone, especially the Zohar puts it so that the tshuva is beriga chode, b'shaita chode. The tshuva can be performed literally beriga chodah, which means in one instant, ubeshaita chodah. Before she has there, you ask a question there, what is bigger, what is smaller? You go in a car, let it call it. So you should say first beshaita chodah, then you should say beriga chodah. In 1 hour, and then 1 moment. And they interpret the word shor is by Yisha Elakim Elkayim, El Rebo. Yisha means shor comes from the word to turn. That it's not just the Riga Chodah, you don't even need a Riga Chodah, you don't even need even the split second. It's the Bescheite Chodah, Beshaw, but simply giving one turn in what he has made this undertaking, has made this decision, the undertaking. This is it, I'm changing, that's already Tshuva. That is already full Tshuva in the full halachic sense, that we will maskil eloi the Yom HaDin, that nothing is mentioned when it comes to the Yom HaDin. The only thing for the ideal fulfillment, like every mitzvah may have also its particular condition, its particular tznoim, or its particular protein in it, is the ian also of vidui dvorim. But if somehow the vidui dvorim is missing, it's still true, mula, I suppose. So then it's not so strange. But again,
this has merely resolved the issue of how can you consider the Jew is not a mitzvah. And you find so much emphasis in Shu Yisrael of Hashem HaKecho right throughout. So we can look at it as a mitzvah klolis. As a mitzvah klolis, and then falling into the category of the Sheva Shelavi, the Ram Kisans in Sefer HaMitzvahs. But again, you can read it straight in the Kaseras. The Kaseras says it's Mashmah Me'or that there is Tshuva, and Tshuva then would involve also the meaning of Yidid Boim. But both readings are legit, both readings can work out.